Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day in the year 1823, in the pages of the Barbadian, a proclamation was published and signed by William Husband's deputy secretary as per the writ which was issued by the coroner for the parish of St. Michael, William Walren Jr. Esquire. This special writ was issued by the coroner against one Henry Cheeks and Dickey his slave. Holding the status of slave owner would suggest that Cheeks was very likely a free man. The report in the Barbadian established that the writ was issued, quote, for the apprehension of Henry Cheeks Jr. and Dickey his slave who had absconded, end quote. The writ revealed that due to certain evidence cited in an inquisition by the coroner on the body of a female slave whose name was Jane, the warrant was issued for the arrest of Cheeks and Dickey. Jane was said to be the property of Mrs. Martha Thorne, and in the incident which occasioned her death, evidence revealed that Jane died on Sunday evening, June 29th, of a wound which was inflicted by a gun or pistol shot. By the four corners of the writ, only general information was released into the public domain, but no specific details relating to the incident that caused Jane's death were forthcoming. Henry Cheeks Jr. was described to be, quote, about 36 years of age, small stature, light brown hair, dark complexion, small gray deep-set eyes rather looking down, nose very much turned up, and generally wears a dark gray surtout, end quote. Dickey was likewise described as, quote, a Creole of Grenada, about 30 years of age, small stature, bold countenance, looks up, bushy beard, both feet lame, speaks like black persons accustomed to traveling, end quote. Using standard language, the proclamation went on to strictly caution all masters of vessels not to take either of them away from the island and inhabitants of the colony against harboring or otherwise concealing the accused men. Additionally, a handsome reward of £100 was offered for Cheeks and £20 for Dickey for any information leading to their apprehension. The sums were payable on conviction. Like any society then and now, crime was a real part of life, and it was not uncommon for those involved in criminal activity to take matters into their own hands and flee the colony. Therefore, it was standard operating procedure to caution those taking flight as well as those who might aid in their escape, as all would be liable to prosecution. Therefore, on this day, July 19th in the year 1823, it was proclaimed in the local newspaper that a female slave woman, Jane by name, had been killed and Henry Cheeks Jr. and his slave Dickey were wanted for the crime. All parties, beware.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.